Okay, so I'm sure you are aware that when we get closer and closer to Pesach, in recent years, I don't know if this is how to get people's attention, but most shiurim speak about how everyone overdoes it with cleaning. And don't clean too much, it's not spring cleaning, and all those shiurim, right? Like, you know, that's like the focus. And next week we're actually going to do a shiur, I'm going to do for the whole keilah about specifics regarding cleaning. But there is... When we come to Pesach, we have this, the avodah we're in is nikayon, like it's a midah, nikayon, cleanliness. Some people are more naturally inclined to be like this all year long. Some like, and if you remember, by Marianne Tanzer's Shiva, so he's trying to make it there, but she's very, very, very clean. So you feel so dirty when you walk into it. Sometimes you can feel so like, you know. You feel filthy?
No, I feel like I wiped your counters, now I can wipe mine.
Right.
Our counters don't need to be wiped.
Right. So there's this inyan of nikayon, bichlal, that's in the air right now as we get closer and closer to Yantiv. And Alavai, we should be privileged to just focus on the learning until Yantiv and the avodah that we have to do, and Am Yisrael should be safe and protected, and all of our enemies should fall on their own swords. Our chayalim shouldn't even have to be busy with avodah, because they'll all fall down, Bezrat Hashem. So, like this. What I want to do, though, through the Bilvavi, the piece we have in front of us is actually through the author of Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, is a fantastic focus to have while we clean. Now again, this is not to take on more cleaning than necessary. Gamlo. But let's not ignore that. It is. Shoshana, I have more here if they need. It is in the air. Like there's an inyan right now, and it's not stam from nowhere. So what I wanted to do is first see a very famous piece in the Gemara that the Mesilas Yesharim actually opens up a whole Mesilat Yesharim from it. And I think it's very important for us to go from there and build hala. So if you see the first thing in front of you, does everyone have a copy? Silence means yes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The first source you have in front of you is a faint, I'm sure you've seen this before. Amar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Torah mevia liyidei zehirut. Zehirut mevia liyidei zrizut. Zrizut mevia liyidei Nekiyut. Nekiyut mevia liyidei prishut. Prishut mevia liyidei tahara. Tahara mevia liyidei chasidut. Chasidut mevia liyidei anava. Anava mevia liyidei yiratchet. Yiratchet mevia liyidei kdusha. Kdusha mevia liyidei ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevia liyidei tchiyat amitim. If anyone ever learned Mesilat Yesharim from the Ramchal, you see that this is basically how the Ramchal kind of designs his sefer of tikkun amidot, of fixing our midot. And the trace here, we're not going to go through all of it, but let's just go until we get to nekiyut. Talmud Torah brings to the midah of zehirut, caution. Zehirut mevia liyidei zrizut, not to be...
alacrity.
Not procrastination.
Procrastination, right. Is that the same word?
Alacrity means to do it without procrastination.
Fast. Yeah. So, zrizut mevia liyidei. So, that all becomes liyidei nekiyut. So, somehow, well, that we have to learn Mesilat Yesharim, shlav by shlav. It's a good question. But he goes through each midah thoroughly to explain how these midot bring to these midot. And we'll just do one more. Is that nekiyut mevia liyidei prishut. Now, prishut... Parush, what does parush mean? Prishut?
Separate.
Yeah, parush. It means, but separate from what? Like, what's the prishut? What is it separate from?
Abstinence, not necessarily sexual, but abstinence.
Bichlal, it's prishut from motarot. It's prishut from things that are not nogea, that we don't need in our life. Now, obviously, now we can understand. Cleanliness, nikayon, what are we trying to clean? We're not just trying to clean things that we say are schmutzik, or need a cleaning, but also things that simply don't need to be there. Decluttering, yeah. They just don't need to be there. Cluttering, though, seems like that's more filth, like dirt. We're talking about things pre-shoot means I'm even staying away from things that I just don't need in my life. Huh?
That's clutter, it's not dirty.
Oh, I guess in British clutter. Because I always felt like clutter was like, oh, you have clutter around.
But you can like, I'm a professional organizer, and I go into homes that are spotless. Like, they're clean. You can eat off the floor, but they still have too much clutter.
Avanti.
So not all hoarders are dirty.
Right, they can have houses filled with
stuff, but like their house is very clean.
So the thing that I wanted to connect over here was that nekiyut mevia lidei prishut, that when my mind, when I'm in a zone of being a person that's clean, and now we're not necessarily speaking about that I have a clean mind or a clean heart or clean, just mamash, like you walk into my house and it's clean on all levels, then suddenly a lot more things open up for me in my life than what I'm used to. But if I have the midah of nikayon down, like in a strong way, and since, again, this is the tkufa where we're cleaning, where do we know the makor for cleaning bichlal, this has to do with Pesach? Because Chazal told us that we have to mechapsim u'bodkim, you know, b'chorim u'bazdakim. Like, this is not a modern-day invention. Chazal told us, okay, listen, you're going to start looking for chametz. Now, obviously, even back then, when they initially said you have to look in the chorim and zdakim for chametz, I can't imagine that the Jews were so rich then and had chametz piles and all these different places. And also, how much did they have to, like, I know, how big were people's homes back then? How much possessions did they have? So how long was, like, the concept of butkim b'chorim u'bazdakim? Well, maybe I have two rooms. Two rooms means how many chorim, how many zdakim, how many corners? So I think Chazal already knew back then that the avodah of Pesach was much more of a nafshi avodah than it was than just checking something for chametz. That doesn't exempt us from doing that work as either. But it just means that I think that yesh po mashu, it's a beautiful moment, litfos et hamida of nikayon, of being clean. Now, 2 years ago when this home shigas was starting with Corona, Rav Weinberger was instructing us to dafka learn these midot. Like, everyone wants to know, what should we learn now? And he directed us to Mesilat Yisharim, to the midah of Nikayon and the midah of Zehirut, interestingly enough. And the learning we did then, we was doing it with the men, it was fascinating. It was amazing. You could see, Ma Keshech Ad Lasheni. It says, Corona, why are you telling us to go and look? These midot carry within them tremendous light for the places we want to go to in life that, generally speaking, we don't have either the zitzflesh or the emunah that we can go and clean up shop. But Pesach, the kedusha of the zman, brings down with it help to go to places that, generally speaking, we maybe wouldn't. And that's what we're going to see today based on the Bilvavi. I have a few more pages if you need in the back. So everyone has now, okay. Adina, you have? You have, okay. So look what the Bavavi says. Kol Adam benafsho ohev nikayon. Whether you are clean or not clean, you like to be clean. No one really likes to not be clean, right? Kol Adam benafsho ohev nikayon, mi pachot u mi yoter. Some less, some more. Yesh ktzat sibolet shel hanefesh sheyechola lisbol et midlat hatlichluch shetireh. There is this kind of like... There's this tolerance that we have, that we could tolerate certain clutter. I'm debating now what to use, actually. Lichluch here just means, I think, means dirt, but we'll see later on how we could shayach it. Adam she'eno mitbonen arbe ve'roeh davar meluchlach neged enav b'midat ha'sevel she'uno yachol lisbol miyad u'matchil lenakot. When there's something in front of you, something dirty in front of you, that you can't tolerate, so what do you immediately do? You clean it right away. In fact, you can go, if you're a person like that, you can go into someone else's house and see that it's dirty and start cleaning it as well, even though you weren't asked. There are people like this, and it's coming from a very interesting place. Ve'im yishalu, lama ata menakeh? So you're asked, why are you cleaning? Ana al atar, right away you'll answer, ze mafriya li, ze meluchlach, sorry, this is dirty. It's bothering me. This lichluch is bothering me. So what he's bringing down here, you're going to see, is like in our lives, in our reshut hayachid, in our personal domain, as well as reshut harabim, what lichluch do you tolerate? And what lichluch bothers you to the extent that you lo atalechol isbol etze? You can't tolerate it, and you have to start cleaning it. God bless you. Okay. Zoi hasara tatzar shel nefesh she'ena yichola lisbol et alichluch. It's your nefesh that can't stand. Like when you say, "I can't stand something dirty," what? Goal nefesh, right? Ich ze goal nefesh. You know, goal nefesh means, right? How do you say it? Like
disgusting.
Yeah, but what kind of? Yeah, but in Hebrew, it doesn't mean gross. In literal Hebrew, what does it mean? My soul is disgusted. Right?
No words for that in English.
But how do you say that in English? I'm soul disgusted? You don't say that about something, right?
Grosses me out.
Huh?
Grosses me out.
Right. Oh. But no, but it's true. That's what it means. It grosses me out. But now say really what it does. It grosses
the soul out.
It grosses my soul out, yeah. But if we stopped and thought and think about those words, we'd be like, why does something gross my soul? Why would dirt... Why would e seder, a non-orderly pile of something, why would that gross my soul? My soul is so much bigger, right? Why is my soul affected by something dirty?
It's not misplaced.
Almost, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what should you say? I'm physically disgusted. Maybe that would, you know. But goal nefesh means my soul is disgusted. Stam, these are points to ponder upon, which he's going to be picking up on. He's going to be asking us, like, why is it that our nefesh can't tolerate a mess? Where did this come from? Why is it stronger by certain people? And why is it less stronger by other people, right? And then how do you have these neshamas of tohu that they could actually live in such piles and piles of shmutz, and yet they're mamish besimcha, kol
besedem. Hashem made them like that. Ah. It doesn't bother them.
So let's see how he discovers this midah of nikayon. This is amazing. No, mess in general. But the thing is, usually with other people's messes, unless you're very extreme, you don't go into someone's house and say, your house disgusts my soul, I have to clean this thing.
You don't say that, you think that.
You may think that.
I mean, I yeah. think that.
There's a concept of outer order, inner calm.
No, for sure. For sure.
I do it to anyone's house.
you may think that, but... So, Adina, it's both. It's bichlal, the concept of... Now, it shouldn't bother you as much as your own lichluch, right? Someone else's schmutz shouldn't bother you. And by the way, Rav Kook said a great Torah, amazing Torah. Rav Kook said that... We try to say this every year. He says, B'dikas chametz will bring peace to the world. Why? Because B'dikas chametz is... The mitzvah is on a person in his own home. But... What's happened in the world is that each country is so busy doing B'dikas Chametz in other people's homes. This country says they should be clean, they should get their acts together. That country says that country should get together. America comes here and says Israel should be taking care of stuff. This person's going to Kiev. This Rav Kook said peace will come when everyone is just worried about making sure that their own mess is cleared. B'dikas chametz. You have no chiyuv to go and clean up someone else's home. There's no such concept like that. It's enough that our own home needs to be taken care of.
I thought we have the responsibility to take care of everyone. So
not to clean up someone else's home. You can give all the eitzes in the world. You have no chiyuv to clean up someone else's mess, especially when your own mess isn't cleared up yet. Okay, there's a difference between...
Then you're supposed to help.
No, yeah. There's a big, big difference between having a responsibility to be an Or La'amim, light onto nations, provide help. When I say clean up messes, we're talking about internal domestic policies of different countries where that's not our business. We can help realities. And Baruch Hashem, look at Israel, when it came to Haiti, when it came to the most... Those are beautiful things of chesed. We're talking about b'dikas stomach is the mashu
achir.
Can't
be an other
goyim if you're a mess. Bidio. That's what he's saying. Nachon. Okay. Let's move on because we have a lot to do.
Sorry,
Omnam. Sorry, again. Zoi hasarat tatzar shel hanefesh from the third paragraph. She'ena yechola lisbolet alichluch. Aval kipshuto, ein kan chibur la kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh hazeh. When something drives you crazy and you have to clean it, and you clean it, maybe you calm your soul down, but there's no connection to Hashem through the act of the cleaning that's taking place. Mafriya lo advarim, something's bothering me. My soul is uncomfortable. I'm trying to make my soul more comfortable by removing the lichluch, but I'm not bringing the Ribono Shel Olam into the picture necessarily. And maybe that's okay for all year long. But the avodah of cleaning, when it comes to Erev Pesach, you must bring Ribono Shel Olam to the broom, as crazy as that sounds. And we're going to see how. Zot omeret, all year long, it's not so chashuv that I have God consciousness while I'm cleaning things in order to calm my soul down. The cleaning of Pesach, in order to do it right and feel right, to feel right about it, and then when you get to the Seder, to feel this shlemut about it, even if you didn't get every single thing clean like you wanted, with that which you aimed for, is if you somehow, it's not just about, I want to like make my soul stop feeling disgusted, but why? And bringing Hashem into this picture of cleaning. And we're going to see how he develops this. Omnam. Bechol davar yesh li dmonen me'at yoter amok. And every single thing is always going to look deeper. Ulechabrot el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect it to Hashem. Adam shematchil lenakot misiba shel ahavat hanikayon. So the person starts cleaning because I love cleaning and it's so exciting. This is makes me happy. Hadavar rishon shalav litbonen hu, madua ani ohev nikayon. Ask yourself, why do I like cleaning? Why do I like making sure that things are clean? V'chini atzmo ne'esta metziut hazo shani ohev nikayon. What, I created this liking that I have to like cleanliness? V'chi ani kavati et ha-teva shel atzmi. Did I determine my own teva? Et ramat ha-nikayon ha-ratzuya li min bichlal. I determined what kind of level of cleanliness makes me feel good. Vadai, Dvora, this is what you were saying. Vadai shetivim nafshim elu nikbeu al yedei bore olam. Let's stop for a second and pause. Think about this. What, we have the brooms in our hand, or not in our hand yet. If the truth is, it could be in our hand. We're done with it. This is the season. Stop for a second. Why do I like to be clean? Why do I like to clean? So all year long, maybe you say, well, it makes me feel good. It just like calms me down. But who created that mita, that teva, he's saying, forcing us? So what did you say before? Like, why do people like to clean? They were created by, this is Hashem created them like this. There are people that have this mita by them that it's just more bagalui, it's more revealed. The teva is more just chazak. However you want to say it. Now, why is it important to notice that Hashem is the one that creates the mida of liking nikayon? What do you think is important about that?
So what would it matter? Have to feel guilty?
I like
if,
that.
If Hashem didn't create it in us.
That's
a good one.
Because otherwise it's a avodah zarah. Being an ovid of the nikayon. Not doing it l'shem shamayim.
It could lead you to a very dark place. True. Nechon.
You know, like yelling at your kids when they walk in the house and the house is clean.
No.
You don't want them to dirty your kid in your house.
Who?
People do that.
I've never heard of such a thing.
You never heard Jackie Mason.
Okay, I know. But do you understand the question a little bit deeper? Like, why is it important that I remember that the fact that my soul likes to be clean is something that Hashem put inside of me?
Because we need to have Seder. We need to have responsibility. Without Seder, you're not sure what you're responsible for because everything's a mess.
Okay, so, that's interesting. That's interesting, yeah. Zechazak. Zechulevo.
Doesn't explain diversity.
Doesn't explain diversity yet, but for Larov, even though it's different levels, I think it's safe to assume that Larov, most people do like cleanliness. Nachon? So that's a mida, I would say.
When their house is a mess. Or
have Bian Spilkes. Nachon. Nachon.
It's probably the source of most of the lack of shalom bayit.
Sorry?
It's probably one of the biggest sources of strife.
Achosa, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yesh po mashu litbonen, he's saying, yeah, it's important to think about these things. This is a very interesting nekuda because eventually this will lead us to a certain world of chirut. Like, the goal of this kind of cleaning is to lead you to be a free person, not a slave, to anything that bothers you. In fact, I don't know, I mean, I say this story every few years because I don't know how people take it, but and it's not a Eitzah, but it says by Rabbi Akiva Eiger that when he showed up to the Seder table, and the Seder table was full and everything was set, and he had such an inyan of chirus that he felt leading up to Seder. And in davening, Ma'ariv, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, not a slave to anything, and he came home and he saw everything was exactly in its space, and he said, oh, I am such a Ben Chorin, and he took the, you know, tablecloth, and he basically zetzed it, and everything fell all over the place, and he said, I really am a Ben Chorin, but there's one piece of the story that's not mentioned. Exactly. So therefore, I don't really share that often. But
right, because it was nice, like, for him. But like the main.
No, we don't know if she was also cheering him on. I'm saying we don't know. We don't. Or maybe it was him. We jumped to these 2022 conclusions about a situation that happened in 1780. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's also not advised. I'm not saying to do that.
I mean, this can also be a curse. I mean, I daven to Hashem. The main thing I daven to Hashem for is that I can just let it go. And not let Mikayon bother me. And not let Seder bother, and not let it bother me. Like, that's my... Nahon. And people can, like, laugh at it and be like, that's what I daven for.
No,
but, like,
no, it
that's
works
my
different.
Main...
It works differently.
It's, like, to me, like Pesach, like, you know, we're supposed to, like, get out of slavery and feel that, but, like, to me, it's, like, it's worse, and, like, that's what I have to daven for, is to, like...
It works different. Out,
gosh, yes. The extreme version of, like, being tied to the material.
It works differently in different people. It's across the board. There's no two people that have the same Ramah of Nikayon. By every person it's different, and the tefillah over it is different. But on a general level, most of us cling more to the Midah of Nikayon, which is a teva that Hashem put into us. It mavdils us from animals. I don't know enough about this, maybe you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know how much it's chashuv for an animal to have a clean environment, mitzad the animal.
Animals are so clean, they're cleaning themselves all day.
Mitzad their teva, maybe they're cleaning themselves. I'm saying if they're
stuff.
In a...
What?
They don't have stuff.
What do you mean, they don't have any possessions?
I'm not only talking about dogs, I'm talking about bichla, the whole animal kingdom.
Well, all of them, she's saying, and no animals have any possessions.
Yeah, Dina.
I don't think we're talking about external decay, we're talking about internal.
Both. Yeah, Adina, sorry. Just talk a little bit louder. I can't hear so well.
Cleaning with the broom, I mean, if you're good at, like, wiping down a counter or cleaning your kitchen, let's say, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be good at cleaning the chametz within yourself.
Right. Definitely not.
Or the inverse.
So, right. What are we doing here? Are we talking about, like,
right.
The actual...
Here he's saying like this. Here we're talking about actual cleaning. Like shmutz, like mamash. Because all year long I have to clean the shmutz in my heart. You know, I have to do tshuva all year long. Like, that's something I have to work on all year long. There's no other time that I really have this kpeda from Chazal that says you have to really clean up your possessions. So we're speaking about something from the outside inwards, as opposed to what we usually do. We usually do inwards, you know, from the inside out. This time it's a little bit different. It's outside in. So it's very interesting. That it's a good thing you're pointing out. It's very different from each other.
But all year, it's a mitzvah, like to be nikayon, okay? Like, it's not like...
Mitzvah?
Not a mitzvah. I mean, it's a commandment. I mean, we're supposed to take care of the world. We're supposed to, like, we're not supposed to, like...
I want to rephrase. Just take this one thing, we're going to move forward. All year long, we have to be tzaddikim, chassidim, helping people, poor people, all these things. It's all true. There's one time a year where the focus of a mitzvah is about cleaning. There's no other time in the year where the focus of a mitzvah surrounds cleaning.
Okay.
This is part, bedikas chametz is a mitzvah. This is part of a mitzvah. And that's why the zman, see, when a mitzvah comes down to the world in the calendar, then the Zman itself is ma'aleh, all the opportunities to understand the pnimius of what it's really all about, maybe for the rest of the year too. But because the Zman is mekadesh amida, that's really what it is. The Zman is mekadesh amida, the time sanctifies a certain attribute, that's what we're speaking about now. All right? Let's go forward. And hold off with questions for a few minutes, because we're not there. We have a lot to get to, and I really, really want to make sure we... Even though it's not that much text, but it's a lot to, Baruch Hashem, absorb. Zoi akara pshuta. We're fourth paragraph from the bottom. Zoi akara pshuta. Shateva shel hanefesh atzma. That the nature of our soul, oto teva hamishtane me'adam le'adam, ubetoch ha'adam mizman lezman, ze teva shehakadosh baruch hu mechaye bechol rega, barega benefesh ha'adam. Let's stop for a second and realize the nature of man, the nature of the soul, it's the same nature that changes from person to person, and within a person, my nature can change from time to time. This is a teva that God gives life to at every single moment, over and over again, in the soul of man. Now, most of us live under the impression, the teva that I'm born with, it's just who I am, I'm stuck, this is the DNA I was messed up with, v'zeh ma she'ani, accept me or don't accept me, it's your choice. And I'm saying that to ourselves too. We say to ourselves, accept who you see, or don't accept who you see. This is just who I am. This is my teva. Now, even if your teva doesn't change necessarily, the fact that you have a teva, the fact that you even have a teva, that you have a nature, that you have something that you're makpid on, can only come about because Hashem is mechadesh that teva every single moment, every single second. So whether the tevas change, because they're different between the people, and even within us, if our tevas change, like, can you think, don't raise your hands, okay? Please, like, don't, Mamash, just think about this. Is there a teva you can detect within yourself that changed over the course of this year? Last 2 years? Last 20 years? Understand, teva can change, but who created the teva in the first place? Without getting too philosophical. But you said it in the beginning of Shir, Dvorah, the teva that a person has, that teva is from Hashem. Now let's say you worked on yourself and it changed, that your natural clinging to something changed and you got the koyach to work on it and it changed. Now you're not so whatever, fill in the blank. Who created the possibility for you to change? That also came from Hashem. The teva of everything that we're so naturally accustomed to feeling, all these things are from the Ribono Shel Olam. Why is it important to do what we just did right now? What's the exercise? What are we trying to bring out right now? What's the limud of focusing on the fact that even teva is from Hashem? What does it change? What do you think? Why is it important to think about these things?
How we approach leaving.
How you?
Approach
leaving. Mamash. Because why? What's the difference, Neely?
I guess with Kavanah versus just because it's one world.
But what would it? What would it change in the cleaning? That's what I'm wondering.
Self-blame.
What's that?
Self-blame.
Self-blame. In what way?
Because you can know that you can overcome it. Like, that's
the you can overcome the clean. The what?
Negative sentences.
I don't know. What, maybe my ears are. The air conditioning froze my ears on Shabbos.
Negative sentences.
Negative tendencies.
Right.
What's that?
You can stop in the hurt towards how you
approach.
Like I have to versus I get to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have to, but seriously, know how much I have to do.
It changes everything.
Yeah, whatever it's you also do.
It's also like just getting it out of our own way. It's something that already exists. We're not it's not something that we're creating. We have to somehow create this desire to clean and fulfill this mitzvah that it exists.
It's there.
There we Nefam. Might have experiences Nefam. that have covered our ability to access it, but that exists. So it's more of an uncovering of something that Hashem put there
Mamash.
For us and us getting out of our
Mamash.
Place.
Esti, what are you gonna say?
It's turning all the preparation into avoda, not just the outcome of having a clean house at the end, but every day is an avoda.
Bidiyuk. Bidiyuk. It's not like, okay, this is a rush to feel holy on Seder night. As opposed to every moment of engaging in this avoda of Nikayon with God consciousness is filled with a mitzvah. It's filled with Kedusha. Imagine you look at like childbearing, like raising children like that. You say, well, The mitzvah is you have to marry them off or give them chinuch and marry them off, and they should be set b'ezrat Hashem, and all our children should find their zivug hagun and have shalom bayis for the rest of their lives b'ezrat Hashem. Ken yiratzon. But every shlav that you put into that avoda of getting them to the chuba is kadosh. It's kadosh v'nora. So when it comes to Seder, though, it's just more in our faces. Because tachlis, I mean, I should be careful here. When do we start planning? wrong question. I'm not asking that question. Continue. Kmo shekatvu akadmonim, we're in the middle of this fourth, the bottom paragraph. Shebechol rega mitchadeshet abriya, every moment, bria is renewed. Im ken berega ze akadosh baruch hu mehave oti, at this moment, like believing in Hashem means that right now, as we're sitting here, God is mehave oti. Mehave is an interesting word. Mehave.
Making me happen.
Making me happen. I love that, actually. That's gewalt. Making me happen. God is making me happen. Right? ברגע זה הקדוש ברוך הוא מהווה אותי ומחדש בי טבע שאוהב את הניקיון. And he's renewing within me a nature that I love cleanliness. ושנאת ההפך ממנו. And I'm going to hate the opposite of this. This is what's happening at this moment. לאחר שברור לאדם שטבע זה הוא מרצונו יתברך. So after I've come to the conclusion, this inyan that I like things to be clean came from you, and it's not because I'm a sugar. It's a good thing to think.
I love that so much.
Right? Right? No, it's very healthy. It's like, this inyan that I want things clean, this, I'm not a bad person. I'm not a bad... What's that?
I mean, I care for Pesach, but like, right? I'm not the cleanest. Person.
Then I should.
I married a person not so clean. I'd like to marry someone.
Okay, then Hashem took care of the Seder.
But
you can tap into it now.
Right.
Maybe that's what he means. Yeah, the gates.
Potential for those people who don't have
it's a holy midah. It's a holy midah, right. And generally, it doesn't bring me joy tapping into it because I do feel, like Lisa was saying, there's more guilt. Drip. It doesn't really, it's not a positive simchadik experience tapping into the clean in me.
Davka now.
But no, davka now, the gates for it is like, bidiuk. It could be a war, or if I think for a second and I realize this came from the Ribono Shel Olam, there's a kedusha of a zman of the mitzvah right now. Now's the time to tap into a teva and realize this is a wonderful moment to make this much more not just a Pesach phenomenon. Because the nefesh in general has a hard time suffering amongst dirt, amongst shmutz, and the zman itself is mashpia. Look back inside. לאחר שברו לאדם שטבע זהו מרצונו יתברך, ובשעה זו ממש הוא מחיה אותו בקרבו, עליו להתבונן לשם מה הקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לו טבע זה. Why? Why Hashem did you give me this טבע of liking cleanliness? מהי התכלית של מידה זו? What's the purpose of this מידה? איך משתמשים בה כראוי? How do you properly use this מידה? ומהן הסכנות שניתן ליפול בהן על ידי מידה זו? And what are the dangers that can be that I could fall into by tapping into this mida in a wrong way? Yael, you brought up a very clear one before you said shalom bayis issues. A lot of things. You could make your child feel like the biggest failure in the world if the mida of nikayon is kind of thrown on them in a manner that doesn't to'em their nefesh, that doesn't sit with their neshama. Although you also have an inyan of chinuch, of wanting them to be proud of making sure they live a clean life, v'chulei. But there's a lot of things to lead bonen over here. This is very, very important stuff. Be'etzem ha'akara, shemidat ha'avat ha'nikayon lo nivra'a me'eleha. So by recognizing that the midah of loving cleanliness was not created on its own, then he says, "Af shezo shtut gmura lachshov ken, aval yetzer ra gorem laadam sheafilu lo yachshov velo yitbonen meichan novat amida umo tachlita." He says, "You know what the yetzer ra did to us with the midah of nikayon? He completely removed Hashem from the midah, and he made us feel as humanity as we're either people that have it or don't have it. Who gave it to us? Well, it's just I don't know. I made this up. You know, this is my inyan. He's saying, that's the Yetzirah and it's mamash, and you have to call it out for what it is. And what did it prevent us from realizing? This is a midah, just like the midah. What's another midah that came from Hashem? That's
chesed.
In us. Huh?
Chesed.
Very good. The Yetzirah wants to cover that up as well. What's another midah that came from Hashem that Hashem created that we get confused as to who made it? No, that we get confused about, like that it came from Hashem, or that I'm just like this or I'm not like this.
Intelligence.
Chochmah. Very good. Very good. But with Nikayon, it's somehow, it's like, I'm either that or I'm that. Wait a second. No, Hashem brought this midah of you understand the difference?
No, but it's the same thing with Chochmah. I'm either smart or I'm not. I'm either a chesed person or I'm not a chesed person. They're all like that.
You won't work to change your IQ. You just accept it from Hashem.
Right. Right, but I don't agree with what you just said so much.
But you're supposed to be working towards better, even if I was given...
B'diyuk, but I was given what I was given. It's all from Hashem.
But you still have to accept it. I mean, yes, you have to work on it. You have to accept that you're not a clean person. You have to work on it. You have to accept that you're not a chesed person and work on it. You have to accept that you're not, you don't have a very high IQ, but you still have to work on it.
Or maybe I could just say that I haven't tapped into seeing how it's the Ribono Shel Olam that gave me that midah, and I thought until now that I either have it or don't have it. And once I do that, my access to midas that I think are so far-fetched are so much closer to me. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah.
Accepting something and just saying, I accept it and I'm tough and I'll work on it. Or, wait a second, what am I accepting? What am I accepting? If it's from Hashem, that means I realize that it's coming from it's not me. It's coming from a midah that's so much higher. The more I accept it, that's where it's coming from, the more that I could access it. Things that seem impossible.
The less limited it is.
Mamash. The much more achievable it is. Someone had their hand up back there. Yeah.
I was just curious if you could also talk about this from anger. Like, that's obviously something that Hashem...
Anger?
Yeah.
Kasim.
Yeah. So
like, Betach.
Something, but like that's also something maybe Hashem gave to you, maybe it's not a positive trait, but it's like, I guess seeing Hashem to not be angry.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. How does that work?
No, I don't know. I'm asking
you. No. I know everything. I mean, I could tell you everything, because I do know everything, so I could tell you exactly how that works. But I know that you could do it right now. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Just, if it works the other way, then how does it work like this?
So you're saying that, like, let's say someone is acting angry, whatever, let's say it's me, I'm acting angry, then... Like, it's taking that ability to, like, challenge, say, okay, like, Hashem created me. I have this ability to act this way, or the ability to, like, act as an Eved Hashem or something.
Or I could start with saying, I see there's a midah in me, Hashem. There's this midah called Kaas. Now, it's hard for me to accept that you created me with inherent Kaas.
Right.
But I don't even know, I can't tell the difference anymore if this is me, or did I make this up, or is this, like, mamish given to me because I'm so far removed from what happened to me from when I was created, when I was conceived, when I was thought of, v'chule, right? But if I start speaking about it with the Ribono Shel Olam, do you know how far removed you become from activating on the midah of Kaas?
A lot less, I guess.
It's unbelievable how much less. When you put it out on the table and you start discussing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you suddenly realize it's a midah, it's not me. It's a midah, meaning... Yes.
But I'm acting in an angry way. It's like already attached.
Right.
Oh,
Yeah. Nachon, that's a good diuk. That's a good, what you pointed out is good.
It's like anytime we put any sort of label on ourselves, whether it be for good or for the not good, it's like, there's a negative consequence to it.
Kimat, yeah. I mean, I but over here, if I'm saying I'm a clean person, it's like, well, no, Hashem put in me a teva that likes to be clean. That's different.
We're not clean. I feel like the
exactly. Nachon.
You're making a separate entity from yourself.
Nachon.
Nachon. It's not that I'm clean, it's that God Hashem gave
Nachon.
That ability, but it's not...
Right. Look after the brackets here. Ela ha-boreit barach hu ze she'ichnisa benafshi achshav. This is something that Hashem put inside of me. Munachat hatchala shel itkashrut l'kadosh baruch hu. The moment that I realize that this is really how I'm activated, then begins a kesher to the Ribono Shel Olam through this midah of cleaning. Now, Mahu be'emet shorsha shel midah zo. So what is the shorish of this midah? Of nikiyut. What is it all about? Where does it come from? What is it here to do? What's its inyan in this world? Hanikiyut hi achat mi eser ha-madrigot shemana le-Pinchas ben Yair b'Braita mefursemet shlo, what we saw before, v'asher aleha mevusas kol ha-sefer mesilas yisharim. The shorish midat hanikayon be-pnimiyut hu hanikayon min ha-chataim mizuhamat ha-chet. So the shoresh of the midah of nikayon, mamish, and pnimius is being clean from being chote. Now chote, we always mean, or means misaligned. I'm not aligned. I'm missing the point. Mizuhama tachet, and the zuhama, the poison, what's the other word for it? Zuhama, the pollution. Thank you. That the chet brings out to the world. Nikayon, right? Pollution is dirty. Nikayon is clean. What's the opposite of nikayon? Zuhama. That's really what it is. Ela shekol mida umida shebanefesh yesh la hitraut gam baguf. That's a big word. Hitraut.
To be seen.
Manifestation.
What's
that? Manifestation. It's a manifested. Yeah, hitraut. Ela shekol mida umida shebanefesh. Every mida in the soul has a manifestation within the body, even though we're speaking about such spiritual things, midat nikayon hanefesh mechataim mitra'a klapei chutz benikayon gufani. The midah of this cleanliness of the soul from sins manifests in an outwardly way with physical cleanliness. That's hard. That's hard to chop. You know why? Because I don't want something so chitzoni to be alluding to something so pnimi, right? Huh?
It's
all right. Yeah.
In my house, I would be all holy. Like,
guess what? This is a perfect opportunity to do exactly what you just said.
But I don't see.
It's like we have korbanos. Why do we have to bring a korban, like a physical manifestation, to return to Hashem and
your
tshuva from our sins.
There's only one reason why. There's only one reason why I would bring up. You know why I have to bring a korban? Yeah, because Hashem said so.
But it's a physical manifestation that He's giving us to tap into those things that inside ourselves we can't see. Just like this.
Whether
you're a clean person or not a clean person. Whether you're a clean person or a not clean person, Hashem is giving you a physical manifestation within your own Dalet
very good.
Your own home yeah. To channel and tap in and be able to raise that up to Hashem.
Nahon.
Even your children who have ADHD and hate cleaning. Just saying. I'm hoping this works for kids.
Right. Look at the next page, Chevra. Haemeti, Shekechol She'adam Yoter Bar Mala. The more that a person, you know what bar mala means? Bar mala means, in yeshivish, they would say, the more a person's holding. You never heard that word before? Where are you? They're holding. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds right.
What does that mean, they're holding?
And where they are now.
They're like proficient. Full of knowledge.
All of it. The more you're holding, the more you're holding in a positive way, in a holy way, then the more that the midah of cleanliness is more exalted. Daka yoter v'chada yoter. It's more thick. It's more sharp. It's more mechuvan. ישנם כאלה שמידת הניקיון מתראה אצלם רק בנפש. ישנם כאלה שגם בגוף. אבל בהכרח הוא שככל שתגדל מעלת האדם, דרגתו ותארתו, כן תתעצם אצלו מידת הניקיות. הנפש תלך ותזדקך. So he's saying over here, cleanliness is not just another midah that some people that work on themselves happen to tap into. And by some people, it's not so much. It seems the way he's describing this is that the midah of nikayon goes hand in hand with the person that's working on themselves. Like that'll be a manifestation, that'll be a result. part of, how do you know, like, okay, how do I know if I'm really holding, or how do I know if I'm really working on myself in a pnimi way, right? So, does life look like it's getting cleaner? Now, by some people, he says, I guess for, I'm not sure exactly who, it's the sign that they can detect in their soul and say yes. But for most of us, simple people, it doesn't just manifest, it can't just manifest in the soul. It has to manifest in our possessions as well. It has to manifest in our surrounding. It has to manifest in the home we live in. That the more that I know that I'm getting my life in order would come out and result in how much is there more and more of a Seder in my physical possessions, leading us to the night of Seder, obviously. Leila Seder. Halichluch b'shorsho, hu amafrid ben ha'adam leven kono. In its root, dirt, lichluch, filth, separates between a person and his creator. Vanikayon, hu amechaber b'nehem. And cleanliness is what connects them. Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, I will clean, I will wash myself through the cleaning of my work, of my hands. And then it says, "Solvevet mizbachecha," and then I'll go around and do hakafas around your mizbeach. You see, it seems. Also, we know that whenever it comes to dvarim shebekdusha, you have to physically be clean. The kohen. How many times does the kohen have to wash his hands and feet? If nikayon is not such a holy thing, it's the holiest thing in the world. What's the first realization what's the first manifestation when Adam and Chava realized they did a sin? What did they realize? The first thing they realized, which means what? What did Chazal tell us about that? That they realized that there's a hafrada. Yeah, that certain things just need to be covered and clean. Certain things have to just be different. Shama. Because of Artsrachim, they're born as human beings. Why do Chassidim wear a gartel? You know why Chassidim wear a gartel? To separate. There's a Havana, there's an Indian here. Like, Hashem gave us areas in our body that's more, it's the nature, it's not a bad thing. It's just, that's where waste goes. And there's another area in the body where waste doesn't come out. But it's a consciousness. This is how Hashem created the human body. They were first conscious of that only after there was a zuhama, there was pollution that came from the snake. Only then they realized there's a concept of dirt and not clean and not clean. Up until then, there was no concept like that in the world. And here he says over here, this is amazing. Hachibur laKadosh Baruch Hu nase al yedei midat hanikayon kshenishlal hamafriya shel hachibur. When I revoke that which stands in the way of what connects me, which is cleanliness, somehow then I can do the avodah. Person can be the most kadosh person in the world. If they're not tahor, they can't do the avodah. Do you understand the difference? You can be the holiest person in the world, but if you're not in a status, a physical status of cleanliness, you can't do holy work. What's that? It means pure, but pure, yeah, it's pure, very much connects to clean. I'm not going into that. I
like you. Well, Captain, they also support Tahara. It's part of the stepping stone to reach Tahara.
It's not for now. I'm not going into this now. And I wasn't only referring to a woman in regarding Tahara. I was actually being very selfish, talking about a Kohen. I was thinking, what is the Kohen status? You know, the Kohen could be the Kodesh Kodashim. The state of Tahara comes about through the immersion in pure, clean waters that clean him physically. It's a physical cleanliness. Now, we could go into deeper chazals, all the five times he cleans and changes his clothes, v'chulei, there's an inyan to it. There's an important thing that we see that it's not just like, lo b'shamayim, there's something to it. Now, the more a person feels clean, the more they want to be more clean. But we want to do it in a way that doesn't, like you said, bring us to a sakana, that obsession with needing to feel clean every second takes me to a bad place. Because that can't be kadosh. That can't be holy. That's a deep avoda, by the way. Like at a certain, like I'm already saying this now. Once you get to Seder, any thought of what you didn't clean is, you have a sticker ready for it. You know what it's called? Amalek. Once you get to Seder, and after you've worked hard, and you've done what you feel is as best as you can do, and then you start thinking about what's not clean, that's the other side. That's not, I'm not saying right now, you remembered you have a bag of bagels underneath your pillow. Oh, sorry, it's Amalek. I have to just keep it there. I'm talking about Bipnimius Halev, okay? Okay, let's finish this. כשאדם מגיע להכרה ולהבנה ברורה שמידה זו היא של הבורא יתברך ושורשה נעוץ עמוק בתוך הנפש הרוחנית. When a person comes to the clear realization and to a clarity that this mida comes from Hashem, its source is rooted deep, deep, it's etched in the spiritual soul, אדם כזה מקבל מבט אחר על הצורך בניקיון המתראה בגופניות. When I understand the mida of nikayon, the way that we've been speaking about it, and the when I understand that when I feel cleaner, I feel more connected, then you go and approach the avoda of cleaning the house or cleaning everything else. From there, it's a different type of cleaning. Adam ma'amid et atzmo lifnei shu matchil lenakot. Now, even if you started cleaning already, don't worry, you could still do this. Ve'omer, ribono shlolam, mafriya li alichluch. This shmutz is bothering me. Re'iyato me'ika alai ba'nefesh. Seeing this is mamish damaging, me'ika alai, not damaging, it's like sitting on my soul. Me'ika alai, it's like, yeah, mamash me'ik. It's bothering my soul. Mi natan li tamida? Why is it bothering my soul? Who gave me this mida that I, things are bothering me in my soul? Mi mechaye ota b'zeh rega? Who's giving it life right now to this mida of wanting things to be clean? Ata yitbarach. Shoresh amida meichan hi? Where is the root of this mida? Hi me'omek nafshi shel tviyat taharat hanefesh. Vayitgalut ata hi begufaniyut shemafriya li lirot et halichluch. Sorry about that typo. It bothers me. It bothers me to see this lichluch because it's connected to the root of my soul. When someone said, you know, there are a lot of things that bother us, but it's not goal nefesh. Think about something that bothers you, but it's not goal nefesh. A million things. Lichluch that really bothers you, it's, ugh, you're repulsed. It's goal nefesh. It says, where does it come from? It's because it's coming from your nefesh. Because the root of it has to do with your soul. This is a soul business, yes.
But, like, can this also be a time to tap into things that don't relate to cleaning dirt? Like, for example, I scrolled on my phone last night after Shabbat for an hour, and I felt like, ugh, just not, like, gol nefesh, but, like, or, you know, you're watching your children watch too much TV, and you feel, ugh. Like, it could be...
Definitely, all year long.
Oh, always. Yeah. But just for Pesach.
Isn't there, like, a special...
Definitely, for like, all year... Jenny.
Power, now.
Definitely, for all year long. The power for all year long, to feel that Goal Nefesh, can only come through a manifestation, through the physical work of cleaning that the mitzvah is about right now. Right now, there's no different mitzvah than there was 3 months ago about being disgusted about scrolling. Do you understand? 3 months ago, tomorrow, next week, it's the same inyan of feeling, if you want to feel repulsed about that. But 3 months ago, unless you really wanted to, you didn't have any chiyuv to check in the corners of your room for something. The zman for that is now. Absolutely. But the avoda is not like, I love these people, they say like, ugh, I can't stand all these, like what we did, these frumis did with like B'dikas Chametz and everything. It's really about cleansing your soul. And every day is about cleansing your soul. Well, when is it not about cleansing your soul? Every single day. Like the tshuva has to do with Elul. What a joke. Tshuva has to do with Elul? All year long has to do with tshuva. Elul is the zman that enables you to attach to tshuva all year long. The zman of these 2 weeks enable us to attach ourselves to a healthy manner of cleaning a relationship with cleanliness throughout the whole year. Now, the last few words, four lines. Ribono shel olam, retzoncha she'eshbor et amida hazo kivyachol ve'amshich lizbol et halichluch. Do you want me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you want me to break this mida that you gave me and just be able to be a person that tolerates dirt? Or shema retzoncha she'anefesh tichye b'tahara v'nikayon? Or rather, is your ratzon that the nefesh will live in purity and cleanliness? Kevan shemavurar li sheretzoncha yidbarach shanefesh tichye. Of course, since it's clear to me that it's your ratzon that the soul will be alive, hen bepnimiyuta, behen bechitzoniot bagufim nikayon, whether it's inside or even the way it manifests outside, hareini holech lenakot al menat litkarev elecha. I take upon myself to go and clean, to get closer to you, and to give you nachas, Hashem. So with that in mind, to approach cleaning, saying right now, I'm giving Hashem nachas because it's clear to me that whatever stands in the way of I can clean, I can clean out. This is the zman that mekadishes it. But again, this is not a tefillah you say about things that don't have to do with the cleanliness of Pesach. It's a right now is the time to focus on this midah. This is what this man is for, to focus on it, because everyone knows they'll feel like the most meshuchrar person in the world when this midah is put in check. I mean, not Dvorah, for you on the one extreme, and for others on another extreme. Either way, this midah is a midah that when it's clear, I feel that whatever, like he said over here, al menat litkarev elecha v'lasod lecha nachat ruach. Can you imagine if someone told you when you were younger, kids, we have an opportunity to bring Hashem nachas right now. How? Clean your room. Don't use that on me. No. It really is. This really is an inyan. We don't see it right away, but it's part of a bigger picture of removing anything that's mafrid between us. So I give us a bracha, like we said in the beginning of Shir, that there shouldn't be things that are happening in the world that remove us from the opportunity to simply bring Hashem Nachas through the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz, of Biur Chametz, showing up to the Seder, Mamash, as Bnei Chorin, knowing that there was one Midah I already attacked very strong from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, attacked in a good way. I realized where it's from. Hashem, you put this in me. I'm gonna go about this mitzvah with the Hakara that you put this inside of me, and let me see how it can be a beautiful thing in my life. And the areas that this midah has brought tensity, anger, friction, I want to clean that up. That's a big midah to clean up right now. We should have the schus for such a thing. Okay. Thank you, Miriam.